Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, the BS Live Rocks and Roll Roadshow continues here in Niagara Falls at the Hard Rock Cafe. I was going to say hotel, but this is not the hotel. I was at the hotel. This is not a hotel. Anyway, thank you so much to both of you. Catching waves. We have multiple CCMA award winner Gil Grand right here. Put your hands together. Thank you. Yeah. And of course, everybody knows Angela Siracusa.
How's it going?
From Song Pie Connection. So you've got a joint venture with Catching Waves. So first of all, why did you start a radio promotion and tracking company? And go ahead, you can answer that one.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I have more than 20 years of experience being an artist and a publisher. And I've actually done my own radio tracking for my own singles. Some of the independent singles that I released. And so it was something I always wanted to do. So this was Angela and I have known each other, and she has such a great personality, which is important when you're calling radio stations,
right,
and talking to them about a single that you want them to add to their playlist. That's essentially what the job is, right? So it's extra promotion. But we definitely wanted to, and me personally, just with my experience in this industry, I wanted to be that promotion company that's going to shed the light on a really talented independent artist. You know, because major label artists have in-house publicity.
Right,
they
absolutely.
Have promotion.
Yep.
And then there's, you know, there are people who maybe their songs aren't ready for radio or whatever,
right,
but still try to get that stuff on there. It's difficult. It's actually near impossible. But then there are really some great talented artists, have great music. It's well recorded, but maybe they don't have the
connections,
right? And so that's what I want to focus on. And Angela and I we're gonna be real diligent about finding those, you know, that great music, because we don't want to just call radio stations and say, hey, would you just play this song?
Right.
We really
want to believe in it.
We want to believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to really. I mean, my goal as a you know, in radio promotion is to literally drive songs up the chart and make a difference. And I think we're gonna also break artists this way. You know?
So I'm an artist. I'm not really an artist, but if I was an artist, and I have no idea what radio promotion is. So I say, I hear this, there's radio tracking, radio promotion, my song's going to be on the radio. So kind of give us a synopsis kind of how that works. Like, I get you the file, you contact the...
So the reality is that most artists, you know, new artists definitely, really don't know what to do next. You know, and so it's interesting to me that, and I've noticed through the years that, you know, people will spend money in studio. They're going to go into studio,
absolutely,
record,
yep,
and everything, and then don't spend money promoting the product.
Right.
Which really doesn't make any sense, but I understand it. It's a tough gig, right? We all try to make a living doing it, but it's so important. And connections are important.
Right.
And so...
Well, you're from Nashville. We didn't say that, but you've got a real deep-rooted, you know, nest of people that you deal with on a regular basis to begin with, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're going to throw it to Angela, and now she's going to be the one, right, getting a...
Because she's a lot nicer than I am. You know, people like to talk to Angela.
So how are you going to be different as a radio promoter, radio tracker, let's say, than some of the other ones that are out there?
Well, I have been a touring artist. I'm a songwriter. I have a publishing company. I think I paid my dues.
I'm surprised you have time to talk to me right now.
In the industry. I don't know. I think I've done enough, and I've worked professionally in all of those areas. I haven't succeeded like Gil did, but I worked with people, and I got the chance to open up for stars. So I knew what it was like to be, load in time and, you know, receive the sheet and know when you had to receive, where the loading doors were when you were on tour. That's, you know, it's a different feeling when everything's organized in a different fashion. And so I got to experience all that, touring in the Midwest, across Canada, opening up for Tim Hicks. I remember all that. So I think I understand what radio likes.
Right.
And I actually don't think. I think I know, because I listen to radio. So there's a sound it has. And I'm very aware of what it sounds like. And not just the music, but the whole movement. So I'm very cognizant of it all. So I want to find songs that fit the platform. and don't go.
And you're dealing with all genres,
correct,
right? Not
yes.
just not just country music,
correct.
Right?
So when we hear a song, when I hear the song, I actually try to find the package, the radio package that actually would service that song the best, like deliver it to the proper stations. Because the worst thing to do is try to like send a song that has nothing to do with that genre to
right,
a station.
Yeah.
They're not gonna. So you know, we know where to send a song. When is a good time to release? When is not a good time to release?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we take into account. And I'm doing a lot of other research that actually sometimes affects those decisions that we make as a team for our artists. But they're always going to be for the artist's sake, for the song's sake. And we're going to always try to remove any obstacle and widen the demographic always. So that's my goal. And I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to believe in the songs. And,
I'm excited that this is in Niagara. I mean, I know this
Yay!
Is all over, but like it's actually sitting here in Niagara. And Angela does a great job, as you know, with everything else with SongFly. So you take one song to radio at a time, correct? I just want to clarify that.
Yes.
And people pay per song. And is there a life of the track?
Yeah, all of those are valid questions.
That's because I know the answers to them.
Okay, well, by the way, I like the way you talk about like a rapper with the mic and everything. You know what you do? Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. There's definitely a process. I think it's very important to do a lot of pre-promotion, really. You know, like people will have a definite release date where the song is available for radio to access it and either stream it or download it and add it to their playlist.
Right.
But we want to go a little extra, you know, and do a little bit of marketing, publicity, a little setup, you know, do some banners, put out some ads, let people know that it's coming so that the day that it's available, people aren't just hearing about it for the first time.
Right.
And then we really hit them, you know, and make those calls to radio on behalf of the artist. And again, what's going to make it easier for us is like we're really going to work with songs we believe in.
Yes. Right.
You know, you just can't call
if you don't
radio
believe in it. Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to convince anybody of anything, right?
Right?
But if you believe in it, and it's really about someone that's unknown or maybe inexperienced, whatever, but the song's great, then it's like we got something to talk about. Let's you know, let's find some room or whatever.
And so we're going to wrap up here. How do you the artists get a hold of you and get their songs to you guys to listen to? And
all right. Well.
I'm available. You can get our contact information on Facebook, on Instagram, or our Grand Artist Services website. You can find me available almost all the time through Messenger. So I'm really easy to get a hold of. Phone numbers, emails, you'll see it all. Just Google us, Catchin' Waves Radio Promotion.
Gil, Angela, Catchin' Waves, right here, BS Live Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.